Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. For the first time, Nikki Haley is the anticipated winner of a GOP primary, reportedly coming out on top in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Meanwhile, Donald Trump celebrating a handful of new state caucus victories across the U.S. this weekend. Republicans gathered for caucuses in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Saturday. Trump rallied in Virginia.
We want to send a big signal, so it's important. I mean, we don't need your vote. We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins, and we want to send that little freight train going along.
Haley has vowed to remain in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden marches on despite recent setbacks. Kentucky Congressman James Comer, on with Fox Business, says this is about Biden's favorable classified documents case result.
We have some emails from Hunter Biden to various people around the globe that he was receiving money from, that in these emails are attachments that appear to be government documents. We want to know, were those part of the classified document?
The CDC is updating its COVID guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control says Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. Released on Friday, the new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving.
USA's John Schaefer. It's going to be a big weekend for the makers of Dune Part 2. According to Deadline, the sci-fi blockbuster was set to make at least $80 million at the U.S. box office for the weekend and finished closer to $160 million globally. Second place at the box office will likely be Bob Marley, One Love. It's made more than $80 million so far. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is steady progress being made in talks over a potential ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as a bloody war between them is nearing the 5-month mark. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner tells CBS Face the Nation a ceasefire deal can help ensure that Hamas hostages get released safely.
There are hostages that are still being held as a result of Hamas and the murderous onslaught of October 7th.
A U.S. official said the deal could involve a 6-week ceasefire and the release of at-risk hostages. The largest wildfire ever to hit Texas resumed its rapid growth pace through the later part of Sunday, with heavy winds challenging fire teams once again. Fire grew by more than 1,000 more acres, totaling well over 1 million by the end of the day Sunday. Critical fire conditions were expected to continue through most of Monday, but an approaching cold front could offer some relief. Heavy snow crippling California highways in the meantime, creating life-threatening conditions around Lake Tahoe. One wind gust was clocked at 190 miles per hour. More than 100 miles of I-80 remained closed Sunday from the Nevada border. Many travelers were trapped in their vehicles for hours. Many sports fans will feel the loss of a longtime top ESPN journalist, Chris Mortensen, this week. His family made the announcement Sunday that he died of cancer. Mortensen was a regular contributor on NFL shows on ESPN, as well as SportsCenter. He was 72 years old. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. We got Shea Bradley Farrell joining us, the foreign policy expert, author of The Last Warning to the West. Shea, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Always great to be on with you.
Well, I appreciate the time. President Joe Biden's shocking neglect, you write, for the safety of American citizens is allowing Chinese nationals to enter the U.S. illegally by tens of thousands through his open borders, numbers that have skyrocketed from single digits each month to thousands since he took office. Is there any end in sight here?
Well, you know what? Since I wrote that, I have done a deep dive on the statistics, and they're pretty startling, Bill. There's been a dramatic surge, rise in Chinese nationals entering the country illegally. I looked and did the stats, and in the past 3 years, since Joe Biden took office, there have been 113,000 Chinese nationals that have entered illegally. And the significance of this is blatant. If you look at the previous 10 years to Biden coming in office, there were only 15,000 in total in those 10 years. And the thing about it, Bill, is obviously a startling contrast. It's seven times at least the amount before. Mm-hmm. But if you look at who these people are, the Homeland Security Committee says that they have information that some of them coming in are tied to the Chinese Communist Party, are tied to the People's Liberation Army of China, and eyewitnesses, including myself, say that the vast majority of them are military-aged men.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing that we understand, too, Shay, is that they're paying a premium to enter in from the southern border, although there was reports last week that there were some coming from the north as well. But I want to focus on the southern border right now, that they're paying like, you know, 20, I think as much as 30,000 a head. I guess the communist Chinese have so much money, whereas an everyday Guatemalan, for example, whatever the market can bear there anywhere. I mean, I've heard numbers anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000 a head. And I don't know if that's just straight up dollars or if that's just indentured servitude payment that is due, you know, somewhere down the line. I'm not sure how exactly that's working, but with the communist Chinese that are coming in, they are they're gaining passage through our southern border. Thank you very much. And the cartel says, "Hey, just bring them on by the boatload." Man, at that much ahead, man, that's a lot of dollars on each head of cattle here.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why I have always said that President Biden is subsidizing the Mexican cartels. I don't think that's too strong a statement. He's been doing that since he was
that's
in
clear.
Office.
Yeah. Just in human trafficking alone last year was $13 billion, Shay. Yeah?
Yep, that's exactly right. Very interesting story. when I was down on the border about 2 years ago talking to people down there, I had interviewed a couple of sheriffs right along the border, and they were telling me that the American citizens that they were arresting for trafficking were saying to them, hey, we have the support of the president. They considered themselves political activists. And, you know, then once they were arrested, they were also being told, the sheriffs were being told to release them. So human traffickers were also released during Biden's administration. And, you know, the thing about the Chinese coming in, Bill, is there was about a month ago, you don't take my word for it, about a month ago, 10 senior former FBI officials wrote a letter to Congress saying, hey, we look at this and see exactly what we're talking about today, Bill, the rise in illegals coming from foreign countries that are adversarial to the U.S. Talking about that, Russia and China, but China in specific, they said this is a new and imminent danger to the U.S. And they wrote, and this was the thing that really got me, looking at the pattern of it, these officials, you know, who are well-versed in terrorism, said it looks like a strategically planned invasion. They used the word invasion. So when does our administration, when does our Congress actually start taking this seriously?
Yeah. Well, the other thing that we, the people, need to understand what's going on, what's motivating these military-aged Chinese males to be coming to the United States. Let me tell you, the one-child policy is so out of balance that a lot of guys, they don't have anybody to mate with. Now, I don't know if they're sending them here to, you know, if this is like a Sadie Hawkins invasion or something. And like when I was in school, they had the Sadie Hawkins dance, you know, where the girls would go and pick the boys kind of thing, you know, from the old, you know, the old story in the Old Testament. But anyway, I don't know if that dynamic, you know, specifically is taking place, but we do know that there are, I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of military-aged males that they don't have a girlfriend. And there's no girlfriend in the future. And I'll tell you, if you want to get people cranky and want to, you know, rev them up for war, keep them away from women, and that will do it to you.
And also, Bill, you know, 113,000, let's just say that 1% of those, about 1,000 of them, are here at the order of the CCP. Because remember, nobody gets out of China unless they are approved by the CCP, by the government, actually. So let's just say 1,000 of them are here with the intent to sabotage our infrastructure, our water supply, our communications. What if they, some of them are here ahead of some sort of military invasion, even if it's 10 years from now? Because China thinks in much longer terms than we do, or maybe they want to distract us while they invade Taiwan. You know, the point is this country is supposedly the greatest adversary to the United States, and we are not focusing on this because, you know, Biden has the presidential authority to shut down this border and to deport everybody who has come in here illegally. He has the authority already under the Immigration and Nationality Act. Although he honestly lied during the Senate border deal fiasco in Congress here a few weeks ago and said that he needed that new authority to close the border. That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was the one that kind of messed it up with a with an executive order. Well, I got to think that if you can mess it up with an executive order, you can correct it back with an executive order. Can you not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what Trump did. He used the Immigration and Nationality Act authorities and other authorities to, you know, put Remain in Mexico in place, which kept people below the border to start building the wall.
Well, you know, so much of what was in play before was commonsensical. But Joe Biden, in his brilliance, thought he had a better idea. Well, obviously, his idea is not consistent with, I'd say, the majority of Americans that don't look at immigration in the same manner which the Democratic Party does. And, you know, the other takeaway here recently, I don't know if you saw this this poll, kind of an informal poll from Rachel Campus Duffy from Fox. And she was there at the border and asking the immigrants that were coming in, who would you vote for? Would you vote for Trump or would you vote for Biden? 100%, Shay, 100% said they would vote for Biden. What does that tell you? I'll tell you, the game is rigged. Got to go to break. More from Shay Bradley Farrell after this.
With your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We at the Tide Ministry have been sharing the gospel through radio and television broadcasts for over 7 decades. Despite this long history, there are still millions of people who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. To bring awareness to the Tide Ministry's mission and the millions of people who have yet to hear the gospel, we're proud to announce our 3rd annual Race to Share the Gospel virtual challenge. Participants in the challenge are invited to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact in the lives of millions around the world. The Tide Race to Share the Gospel will kick off on April 27th and end on May 12th, so mark your calendars now. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and our goal to eternally impact more lives around the globe by sharing the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Numbers keep mounting up at the border, and danger is abounding. You know, over 7 million illegal immigrants have come into the country, unvetted, sent into the interior, told, well, come back in 8 years. Shay Bradley Farrell is with us, the foreign policy expert. Shay, what do they think is going to happen with illegal migrants coming into the country, and they're sent deep into the interior of the country? They're accommodated by these sanctuary states that it's interesting. They're trying to, now that they've told everybody we're a sanctuary state, and they go, well, but we're not that much of a sanctuary state. You know, they're trying to back off a little bit because of the reality of it all. But the fact of the matter is that they keep coming in, and there's no end in sight. Joe Biden wants to use the foil of the Republican Party by saying, well, it's their fault. You know, they don't want to pass any bills, but yet H.R. 2 has been there ready for, you know, the Senate to pass, but I doubt that Joe Biden would sign it.
You know, you had hit on a lot of good points right there, Bill. First of all, you're right. They are unvetted, and I was talking to a friend of mine who was with Border Patrol, and he told me that generally it takes an hour and a half for them to vet somebody coming across the border that is an English speaker or a Spanish speaker. But currently, because of Biden's catch and release program with everybody flooding across, they are vetting people in under 5 minutes. Now, you tell me how well you think that they are vetted. It's absolutely ridiculous. So those 113,000 Chinese nationals we just talked about, most of which are military-aged males, we don't know who they are.
Exactly.
So that's for starters. And, you know, you mentioned this whole lie about it being the Republicans' fault that that Senate border deal didn't pass. Well, I read that so-called deal, and it would have codified Biden's policies, his open border policies, into our law. And that is why the Republicans refused to do it in the House. They didn't want anything to do with it. Again, Biden could close the border himself under the Immigration and Nationality Act, but you mentioned H.R. 2. And that was already passed through the House. Counterpoint Institute, my organization, helped push that through the House. It is a secure border legislation. It would put Remain in Mexico back in place, build a wall. It would stop catch and release, because catch and release is why people are flooding to the United States. They know they're going to be released. So the Senate could pass that. So there, you know, this nonsense that they don't have a way to close the border or the Republicans don't want them to, it's just that. It's nonsense.
Well, you see, and to me, the thing is that this was all debated back in 1986. Remember, with the probably you don't remember. You're just too young for this, but I remember. And that was Reagan's Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. The Democrats went begging to the president, just please we'll let these 3 million, a little less than 3 million. And we'll give them amnesty. We'll never come back again. The whole deal. And Democrats, of course, they do what they do. They just lie. Because in a matter of years, they were back asking for more. And now here we are. We're back at the trough again. And I don't understand why the Republicans can't point back to 1986 and say, wait a minute, that deal's closed. We already debated this thing. You agreed you would never do this again back in 1986. And we're going to hold you to your word and your promise.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Bill. And I always tell people to get on the phone and call your House representative, because they could be defunding Biden's open border policies right now.
Exactly.
You know, this, like the CBP One mobile app, I believe that's the name of it. Why are we funding that? Because it has allowed hundreds of thousands of immigrants to apply for asylum on this app, fly into the interior of the U.S., like you said, and then be released. We're funding that. We're funding, you know, ferrying people from the border to cities all over the U.S. We're funding things like, you know, in New York, they gave debit cards to the illegals there for food and clothing and baby products. I mean, if we stop funding it, people will stop coming. And that's the thing with catch and release. I mean, historically, if we have told the world our borders are closed, they stop coming. Or if they know they're going to be arrested, there's consequences for it, they stop coming.
Well, we cannot continue to do this. I mean, we do this at the risk of American citizens. Of course, last week we got the news of another. I mean, you've got a nursing student that is killed by somebody, in an illegal alien. And we were talking with Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project earlier this morning, Shay. And just on their website alone, they have 140 names of people. I mean, the stories, and you got to figure it, with each one of those, and those aren't all the numbers, because the states are holding back information, all for the, you know, again, promotion of this open border policy and this democratic policy that are just flooding our country and changing the demographics of our country and putting our citizens at risk. I mean, this is absurd, but if you figure just even the 140, I figure if you figure that you've got five family members per 150, I mean, you start adding up, that's a lot of people and a lot of family members and generations that are affected because yeah. Our government somehow has decided that they should be so irresponsible with our national security and putting us all at risk.
Absolutely, Bill. So when does this end? That's why I'm trying to offer solutions, because it seems to me they're hell-bent on destroying the country.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned about this other assault that happened last week, and I believe there were like four different things that went on. We had rape, murder, assault, and sexual assault. Look it up on Fox News to the listeners if you're not aware of this. It's on more outlets than just Fox. But
right.
Here's the thing, Bill. It wasn't just border states where these assaults or murders or rape happened. It was Virginia, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia
exactly.
is where that poor girl was killed. You know, D.C. and New York is where police officers have either been shot or they were, beaten
accosted.
By those
yeah.
guys about a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just about border states, guys. This is about all of us. It's, you know, this catch and release policy that Biden has put in, it's killing Americans. Tons, like something like 27 tons of fentanyl have come in since Joe Biden took office. And I always want to say this, I say it over and over, because young people don't understand a lot of times when they take a pill from somebody that is not a prescription pill, sometimes it's laced with fentanyl. And
exactly.
that fentanyl, small amounts will kill you. A woman reached out to me on some of my work and told me, you know, she had found her son dead in his bed because he had taken some pill at some party somebody had given him. And a lot of times it's perfectly, you know, innocent, so, you know, mm-hmm. so to speak, because they just don't know it has fentanyl in it and it will kill. It is the number one killer of ages 18 to 45 in the U.S. now, Bill. All yeah. of this under Joe Biden's watch, and it should make every American livid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how anybody could vote in their right conscience, can vote for this man, for all the damage that he's done, just even at the border and all the stuff that's going on, you know, human trafficking. I mean, you have no concern for young girls, young boys being human trafficked, that he's allowing America to become the number one consuming nation on the planet for sexual perversion and for pedophilia. This is what he's promoting.
And let me tell you my personal experience. I've been down on many of the states along the border and saw these stash houses or drop houses where the human traffickers put people to wait to be ferried into the interior of the U.S. And they're horrible places, first of all. And Border Patrol mm-hmm. and sheriffs have told me that, you know, women in them are raped. People are sometimes killed. They're exploited for more money from their families. These are not pretty places. Brutal things happen in them. And this whole thing, you hit the nail on the head. Why are we supporting human trafficking?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look, this is our country. You know, what America do you want to be living in? You know, 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, this isn't the kind of America that I went in the Marine Corps to defend, frankly. We've got to do something about it. Shea Bradley Farrell, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Update. The largest wildfire ever to hit Texas resumed its rapid growth pace through the later part of Sunday, with heavy winds challenging fire teams once again. Fire grew by more than 1,000 more acres, totaling well over 1 million by the end of the day Sunday. Heavy snow crippling California highways in the meantime, creating life-threatening conditions around Lake Tahoe. One wind gust was clocked at 190 miles per hour. More than 100 miles of I-80 remained closed Sunday from the Nevada border. Many travelers were trapped in their vehicles for hours. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. They anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jordan Goodman there, America's Money Answers Man. We're going to talk about your money, your solution, and you know how we survive in these rough economic times, brought to you by Bidenomics. What do you think, Jordan?
Well, yes. I mean, compared to China, we're doing a lot better, I must say. I mean, our economy is still growing at about a 2 or 3% rate. Unemployment's still pretty low. Inflation coming down, although less than people thought. But in China, they've got deflation. Things are falling. Their stock market's been falling sharply. Their real estate market is imploding.
Oh, my goodness. What a mess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the two largest companies called Evergrande and Country Garden are both being liquidated. They've already gone bankrupt. They're being liquidated. Those two companies combined, Bill, have $500 billion in debt, which is more debt than the entire S&P 500 combined.
Mm-hmm. Those two companies. You think you're having a tough time paying your credit cards. How would you like to be their company?
So what they did is they poured billions, hundreds of billions, into these cities, which are now ghost cities. I think Evergrande alone had 800 projects around China. Each project might have 50 buildings and 50 stories or more, something like that. They're now sitting there, ghost towns, completely wasted, and the debt is all going to be liquidated. It is a tremendous burden on the Chinese economy. Tremendous.
Well, we've got a bunch of illegal migrants here. Maybe we can send them over there. They get free housing. I mean, they have some bodies in those facilities.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty sad situation. A lot of Chinese bought these apartments because real estate's been their ticket to wealth.
Exactly.
And now that the apartment will never be finished, their money is stuck, and they're not happy campers at all. And so
are they burning President Xi in effigy yet?
They would get burned in effigy first, I think, is the way it would work.
In reality, no effigy for you.
The way the Chinese deal with bad economic news is you can't say it, basically. They've got censors that saying you cannot tell us the reality of what's happening. So, mom's
kind of
the
like
word.
What they're kind of like what they're trying to get us to do here in America, right?
So, China's the second largest economy in the world. And so it has a real impact when China is so weak domestically. Mm-hmm. Think of all of the materials that they would have imported to build all those huge projects, all the concrete and copper and wire and appliances and just everything that goes into it. That's all gone. All that demand is gone. So that was a major part of the economic world growth that's now in reverse. And so all the countries that were supplying all those materials don't have that market anymore. That's one of the reasons why oil prices have stayed quite low in the mid-70s per barrel while you have this hot Middle East war going on, just because there's much less demand from China.
How would you like to be the king of the world right now, Jordan, in the middle of all this mess? You know, Middle East erupting. I'd be getting gray hair or no hair.
We have two major wars going on, and unfortunately with Ukraine, because we're not supporting them, it looks like Ukraine's going to be losing now. I mean, Russia's now on the offensive, and Israel's closing offensive, but getting a lot of grief from all the tremendous casualties going on there. Mm-hmm. And now it looks like they're going to be a war in the north. Hezbollah has been sending in rockets, Israel's going to respond to that.
Yeah, it's been there anyway. I mean, and they have been. You're talking about level of intensity. And then meanwhile, you know, you have what's happening in the West Bank. So and then Iran, you know, continues to meddle and do what they do. And until, you know, the head of the snake is cut off, you're going to continue to have, the exacerbation of terrorist activity in the Middle East and around these areas. And so the international community can only put up with this so much. And, you know, something has got to give, because there's already so much, you know, downward pressure on the economy happening in the Middle East because of what's going on with Hamas and Israel. It's not like they're an island and nobody's being affected.
No, they're big support completely. Iran's behind all this, behind the Houthis shooting missiles at commercial ships who now have to go around Africa and spend a lot more time and money to get their goods to market. It's a mess. It is a real mess. But I may be wrong. I don't think we want to go to war with Iran. I don't think that would work out too well. Not that we wouldn't win.
We don't do war very well anyway. We don't want to go to war with anybody.
We lost in Afghanistan. We pretty much lost in Iraq after all that. I think taking on Iran would not be a particularly good idea. So you're right. They're behind all this.
Not with this current military industrial complex and the commander in chief we have right now. I do not have a whole lot of confidence
That means that Iran is going to continue to foment all this trouble. Now, if they close the Strait of Hormuz, where they're right where they are, and that blocks oil getting out from Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and Iraq, then you've got a world crisis on your hands.
Yeah.
And we would send in the fleet, and we could have naval battles or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't gotten that far yet.
Well, I think Iran's trying to play it close, because if they ignite all hell breaking loose, there goes their nuclear ambitions, because all those things are going to be blown up and, you know, it's going to go away, right? And they think that they suffered a lot under the Trump administration, only having about $4 billion in the coffers. Since then, Joe Biden been bitty good to Iran and the terrorists.
I mean, they're up to
about, what, $80 billion or something that they've got in their coffers that allows them to fund all this
terrorism. And the Chinese have been supporting them as well.
Of course. Oh, it's just one big fun circus at the expense of the world, you know.
So our weakness is being taken advantage of. But, I mean, China, as we said, is very weak domestically. The weaker they are domestically, it seems like the more aggressive they are internationally, around Taiwan and the South China Sea and cyber warfare and so on.
Yeah, it's the only way Xi can save face. And then here we are with the reveal last week, you know, from the special prosecutor, Robert Hur, announcing to everybody, as if we didn't know, you know, that we got a president that has a diminished mental capacity that he can't even indict because it would be worthless, because, you know, kind of in the words of James Comey, with a little bit of a twist, is that no reasonable jury would convict the president because of his lack of mental acuity.
That's kind of sad. Yes, I must say.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else would have all these confidential, top secret papers and be able to get off just because their memory wasn't so good. I think that we have a special case going on here.
Yeah, yeah, maybe Trump's got to find some some angle. And say, yeah, I lost my mind for a moment. You know, I'm pleading the Joe Biden excuse, Hunter Biden excuse, the Biden family excuse. I'm related to the Bidens. You know, leave me alone. You know, whatever.
Anyway, so that's the world we're in. That's the world we're in right now, and I'm just worried that China's going to do something pretty crazy because, as you say, it's like a distraction from their collapsing economy. And on top of that, they got a demographic time bomb that's going off, too. Their population is actually declining now for the first time.
Well, and you've got a lot of lonely men. You got men and no women.
A lot.
That's a bad recipe. That is a bad recipe.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, they killed the girls, and they had the one-child policy. Well, so, yeah, it's like 20 to 1, something like that, men to women. So it's not good. And then their fertility rate has plummeted dramatically.
Yeah.
I mean, typically it takes about 2 children per couple to keep your population stable. They're like half of 1% now because there aren't as many women as you say. And the ones who are having careers and they don't want to get married. They don't want to have kids. So they've got a very old population that's getting older. They don't have Social Security in China. So those people, those old people are going to be living with their younger people who can't get jobs.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's, in a sense, part of that's built into the culture because that's the way they operate anyway, is that the older child always takes care of the aging parents. That way there's no big debate about the inheritance because everything goes to the child, you know, the oldest child, conceivably.
But this is a huge, we're talking about hundreds of millions of older people now. I mean, it's much bigger because of the one-child policy, which was such a disaster for so many years.
What a genius idea, right?
So that's the world we're in, but we'll have to, you know, we'll just have to cope with it all.
Okay, we got questions. You got answers. How do we get in touch with you? We need therapy.
Jordan@moneyanswers.com is my email. Always glad to take emails from you folks, Bill.
There he is, Jordan Goodman, the one and only. Thank you, Jordan. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and my good friend Benny DeShara is with us. He is with Empowered, and of course the music you're just hearing is from Benny's and Empowered, Yahweh Nisi. Gosh, what a great cut, Benny. I remember when we first talked about it, and of course Yahweh Nisi is one of the names, one of the Hebrew names of God. The Lord is my banner. And this is especially, I believe, prophetic because the banner of God is being raised up in these, the last of the last days. And we're being called to assemble, you know, as God would assemble his armies behind the banner of that says whose team you're on, right? Are you going to be on the winning team? You're going to be on the losing team? Well, look at when you understand Yahweh Nisi, the Lord is my banner, that is the banner that you need to be mindful of and you need to rally around, right?
That is correct. You know, you brought a chuckle, and I love visiting with you, Bill. This is great. But when you said the people are called to assemble, it kind of reminds you of the Marvel movie, right, with the Avengers. Yeah. And they're like, Avengers, right. Assemble! Everybody in a movie theater starts screaming at that point.
Right.
So my point, sort of like with this song, is God is basically doing the same thing. He's saying, believers, assemble. Stop being meek, mild, and hiding, and get more aggressive. And, you know, in biblical days, Bill, when armies were marching to war, they followed the standard bearer, right? And if the standard bearer went left, the army went left, right? And God is saying, I am your banner. And in these last days, I tell people all the time, don't read Revelation. Just, you can skip it. Just watch the news. It's showing you the whole book live in person. So, and I really, when God spoke to me about this song, he was like, I'm calling my army, not an army. I'm calling my army together to be audacious in these end times and point people to me. And that's what it's about. So it's a little aggressive, but we like it.
Well, it needs to be aggressive because we need to match up the intensity. Look what's happening in the world, how the evil one is manifesting himself, what he's doing to our kids, you know, talking okay. about gender confusion, up is down, down is up. Morality is out the door. We've had the exchange again that's taken place. Our God for their God. We have to match that intensity. In fact, Benny, I'll share this with you. I've shared it with a couple of my guests here because this is something that's been keeping me up at night lately. And it's not about ego. It's not arrogance or pride or anything like that. Please don't take it this way.
Right.
But I felt like God, you know, what happened was Nick Saban, when he retired, he talked about the elite players that he had coached. He said that, in essence, and this is my interpretation of the interview, is that good players give you good results. Outstanding players give you outstanding players. But elite players give you something altogether, something different at a different level. And we know who they are. We saw them, you know, for those of us that watch the Super Bowl, we saw some elite demonstrations. And what came out of this conversation with God is, where are the elite Christians?
Right. Right.
You know, if we can have elite athletes, why can't we have elite Christians? And again, I'm not saying this out of arrogance. I'm just saying that, you know, to your point that you said earlier, we've got to step our game up here, and we've got to get serious about our commitment to Jesus Christ and our commitment to eternity, because all this stuff is going to hell in a handbasket. It's all rotting away, and there is life after death here. And the question is, where are you going to spend that that life of eternity? Are you going to spend it with God or without God, right?
That's right. And God sent his only begotten Son to save us, right? And Jesus, as a living example on this earth, showed us how to be kind, how to be gentle, all that. Whenever you read in Scripture Jesus correcting someone, he always says, but sin no more. And he points them to salvation, right? And so there's a lot of, I really believe in just in my spirit, as I'm working on these new projects, just God is saying, stop watering down my gospel.
Right.
And bring it real. Because Jesus showed humility in what repentance meant. When in the Garden of Gethsemane, he told the Father, please let this cup pass from me, if it's your will. And that's a true repentance type of statement, right? If it's your will, remove it from me. God did not remove it from him because it had to be done for our salvation. And Jesus stayed on that cross when he very well could have stepped off.
Exactly.
And in today's society, there are so many people, and dare say Christians, and the church is either dormant or dead, I believe. And they're sugarcoating a lot of things that, please don't say that to someone. You may offend them. Well, in the book says in the last days, when people ask you if you're a Christian, they're going to be offended, and it could cost you your life. So my question is, if someone says, are you a Christian? Because if so, I'm about to kill you. What direction, how strong is your faith, and what direction you're going to go with your answer? If you know that you're going to go straight to heaven and be with Jesus, your answer is a millisecond before you give it. If you have to think about it, you're already dead. Even if you survive the attack of the person, you're already dead eternally. So that may rub some people the wrong way who are listening. And so, you know, I apologize for that, but not, because the truth will either make you mad or set you free. And you're listening to someone, folks, who experienced that exact statement. The truth will make you mad or set you free. And once I was mad enough, I got so mad, I said, let me find out about this Jesus. And once I did, I was set free. And that's what Yahweh Nisi is about, for everyone who's been set free and knows their eternal salvation. Let's go get it. Let's go to battle for him. Well, let's go get it.
Well, Benny, as you reference, I mean, for you, you're living a second life. You're not supposed to be here. You and I aren't supposed to be talking.
True.
Because you were DOA, weren't you?
I don't know. don't know DOA, but they.
I'm using an extreme metaphor. I get that, but it's only for dramatic purposes to get people to understand. You know, this was a light switch moment for you. You came to that crossroads of life or death. You could choose life, right, or you could choose death, and you said, "Hey, you know what? Count me in. I'm choosing life." Right.
That's right. And so thankful, Bill, that I was a Christian when my brain injury happened. Mm-hmm. Because for people who are struggling, for people who have lost someone in their family, for people who are going through just elongated periods of pain and suffering with a medical condition or whatever it is, if you are rooted in the Word, Jesus will get you through it. God will take you and bring you through it. I don't know how people who don't have faith get through these traumatic events in their life without Him.
Yeah. Who is it to wait on then, Benny? I mean, we're told to wait on the Lord, and it's tough. It's tough. We've all been there. And several times throughout our lifetime, we're going to be on that moment of, you know, those who wait on the Lord. You know, we're told you'll renew your strength. But, man, when you're waiting on the Lord, you're thinking, man, I don't see any strength renewal. I'm losing. I'm at the end of that, you know, that branch. And that branch is bowing, and I'm hearing creaking, and it sounds like it's going to snap any second now, right? Boy, that's tough right. when you're there. I get that, right?
It's extremely. And it's a true faith test. And for me, as a Christian, and I'm working on music, this has the other, but things were slow. So you're like, wow, I wonder when these things are going to pick up, that kind of thing. And coming out of my brain injury from the 3 days record came Jeremiah 29:11, where God audibly spoke that to me. Since that time, Bill, I will talk to a fire hydrant, a tree, a brick, even the stones will cry out, right?
Yes.
Is what the Bible says. So once you get it and you realize that He stepped into your life and saved it, what a gift that is.
Amen.
So my gift to Him is what I do with that gift.
Exactly.
So people, if anybody wants to talk with me, have some time. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, right.
Have a few minutes, because we're going to have a Jesus party. Come on.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Benny DeShera, always a joy to have time with you. We got about a minute left here real quick. Update us on all things Empowered. What's going on with you guys?
Yes, fantastic. The new record, Galway and Easy, is doing extremely well. That's what we're pushing right now. We're trying to set up the balance of the spring through June for a show with that. And just as a tease, God he's given me a new song that has just stayed in my soul for weeks, and I've not put it to paper until recently. And the name of it's going to be The One.
Mm.
And it's sort of a reversal of He'll leave the 99 for the One. That's what it's about. And just what God did for me and what we do back for Him. So I'm so excited about that. And, you know, with these things, when God gives you a message, you've got to make sure you're on point with it and that you're actually speaking His word through your music. So I'm excited about that. And it's kind of a forward progress thing we'll be working on in the future.
Well, stay in touch, my friend. The website that people can connect with you on and be in touch with all things Empowered.
Yes, rockin', no G, R-O-C-K-I-N, the number 4, Jesus, rockinforjesus.com.
My good friend, Benny DeShera. Thank you, Benny. Take care. God bless, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, my good friend, Bill Martinez. Talk to you soon.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid?